For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. What happens when you've invested so much time, so much love, and so much effort into taking care of someone, and now they're gone? My guest is going to talk with us about an upcoming conference that addresses just that. I recently had an opportunity to speak with UK elder care specialist Terry Weber about an upcoming conference addressing caregivers after the caregiving is over.
It's a half-day workshop, and it'll take place on Thursday, March 23rd. Registration and a continental breakfast begin at 8, and the workshop runs from 9 to noon. Linda Barrett will be our presenter. She is a visiting associate professor of gerontology from Miami University, Ohio. She has personal, professional, and academic experience in this field.
And what field is that, Terry?
Oh, in caregiving.
Yeah.
Caregiving. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What sort of things will she and participants be discussing?
So the workshop is unique in that it delves into an area that hasn't really been addressed. Sometimes we need help in learning new ways to take care of ourselves. And what is life like for a caregiver whose caregiving responsibilities have ended? After the death of their loved one, caregivers are not just coping with loss and grief. They're coping with change. Their life will be completely different. The tasks and responsibilities they once did are no longer part of their daily routine, and their world is turned upside down. The caregiver, it is unique in that the caregiver starts to grieve the day their loved one gets the diagnosis, or maybe when they realize that death is a likelihood. And throughout this journey, they're going to grieve for the time that will be lost with each other. They're going to grieve for the future plans that were made and now can't come to fruition. They're going to grieve for the hopes and the dreams, and they're going to grieve for the loss of who they are with their loved one, and they're going to fear who they're going to be without their loved one. The thing is, grief starts when the loss is recognized, and whenever that is, and continues on until that loss is accepted, whenever that is. So this workshop is going to address this issue. How can a caregiver move past their caregiving duties and readjust to the world around them? How do they form new relationships and reclaim their life? Because we all know caregivers put their life on pause to take care of their loved one, and they're selfless in meeting their loved one's needs while neglecting their own. So a way for a caregiver to cope with the grief of losing their loved one is to start rebuilding their own life and to move past their caregiving role. And this doesn't mean forgetting or losing their loved one's memory. That's not at all it, and it's quite the opposite. Finding a way to reclaim your life allows you to find that sense of peace that you need when you lose that someone special.
I'm speaking with UK elder care specialist Terry Weber about an important upcoming conference. The last day for registration is March 16th, something I've thought a lot about over the years, both from a professional and a personal aspect, and that is, and you and I have talked about this before, Terry, I sort of bristle when I hear the phrase closure, or, you know, which is, and sometimes is used as a way of saying, quote, get over it, end quote.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the purposeful intent of most people, but closure is a word the sooner we leave it behind in our lexicon, I think the better, because the best analogy I heard from Rita Sharon, who's a mm-hmm. medical doctor up in New York, she said we don't get closure. We metabolize the experience, and we metabolize the love, and it becomes part of who we are even as we move on. And I wonder if that's part and parcel of this conference, that so much of a caregiver's identity might be inextricably bound with that role, that it can be a really hard adjustment coming out of that part of their life.
Right. That's exactly it. That's why this is something that's a little unique. It's not just grieving. It's you were a caregiver for so long, and your whole self has been wrapped up in this, that you took on a new identity, that now there's nothing. What do we do? Where do I start? How do I begin to get a new life again? So many caregivers have left their social lives, have left their friends behind, and not in a mean way, but just that they had other responsibilities and time commitment.
Sure, there's only so much time in the day.
Right, yeah. Right. And there's so much energy a caregiver has.
Well, and I would think possibly clinical depression could play a big role in that transition period, that the caregiver would, him or herself, have to be the recipient of some care, whether that's self-care or counseling or something of that nature.
Oh, right. I mean, so caregivers have to be especially cautious of those prolonged effects, the depression, the guilt, the anger, the fear, and all the physical symptoms like, you know, the insomnia, the not able to sleep, the lowered immune system, weight loss and gain, and all of those. And if you start noticing those symptoms, that's really when it's time to talk with a professional. Sometimes, again, we just need help learning ways that we can move on, learning new ways to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, there was a Roman philosopher, Juvenal, who said, who guards the guardians? Who is the police for the police? And I always thought in our respective fields, the phrase ought to be, who cares for the caregivers? And it sounds like you're offering something that can be of great value, sort of the caregiving equivalent of you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can help others.
Right, right, right. And then when you're done helping others, you still need that oxygen mask.
Yeah, yeah.
When that time comes and your loved one dies, you still need that oxygen mask.
And this conference is March the 23rd?
Correct. And, so it's coming up.
Mm-hmm. And where will it be, and where should people go to find more information?
Okay, the event will be held on the UK campus in the Wethington Building, which is at 900 South Limestone. There will be complimentary parking at the UK Healthcare Garage right across the street at the corner of Limestone and Transcript. There is a $15 registration fee, although financial assistance is available, so please do not hesitate to ask. And to register, either visit the UK WorkLife website or call me. My number is 859-218-0457.
Well, Terry, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to get to our listeners that I haven't asked you about or you haven't mentioned?
No, I just hope anyone who's going through this journey will be able to join us that day.
My thanks again to UK Elder Care Specialist Terry Weber, talking with us today about an upcoming conference on what happens after the caregiving is over. The last chance for registration for this conference is tomorrow, Thursday, March 16th. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.